Hello, gentlemen. Generally speaking, I only make an appearance when I believe it's needed. And I have an inner prompting to speak about something which I've been noticing. The dots are a bit sparsely allocated on this one, so allow me to reach across the map and draw some lines between them. I'm going to source some current happenings as well as historical ones. So, over time I've noticed men shed the MGTOW label. The reasons vary. Sometimes it's due to perceived negativity of the community. Sometimes it's perceived dick policing. Sometimes it's self-inflicted dramas. Sometimes it's the idea of a label infringing upon personal autonomy. Sometimes it's a perceived lack of progress. And sometimes it's because a man believes he has the knowledge needed to sustain himself. This list isn't comprehensive, but it does give you an idea of the spectrum. I'm not entirely surprised by this for two reasons. First, social movements are messy. Second, this split was present at the genesis of MGTOW. Allow me to qualify both of those. On the first point, I knew social movements were messy. I wouldn't involve myself with such things because of their insatiable need to build themselves up, become incoherent, and proceed to rip themselves apart. It didn't seem like a prudent use of my time to invest in something which would ultimately dismantle itself. However, I believe MGTOW is different, and I will qualify why a bit later in this video. I want to get to the second point before doing so. And small note here, yes, it is a movement. That qualifier has to be noted, as I will invariably hear from a commentator who's irked about the political connotations they believe are automatically ascribed to the word movement. Get a dictionary. On the second point, the founders of MGTOW were split on maintaining participation or even giving it a label. One of them felt he had acquired the knowledge he needed for himself, and this was enough. The other realized the importance of the truths they had discovered and sought to maintain them for men who were yet to come. Put bluntly, I see this same division among men here and now. There are some who believe their lifestyle choice is enough, and others who simply refuse to go quietly into the night. This brings me to the primary thrust of this video. For the men who are old enough, I want you to think back to the types of conversations men had with each other prior to the internet and MGTOW. This point holds even for the early internet days. There may have been a few lucky ones who had strong male figures which relayed essential truths, but for most of us that simply wasn't the case. There's one really stark example which stands out in my mind. Back in my blue pill days, not long before waking up, I was part of an all-male bowling league. I was terrible at bowling, but that's not the point. The point was the conversations the men had with one another. I recall a younger guy who was about to be married. He was visibly uncertain about the whole thing given the behavior of the woman up to this point. And it's the advice the older men gave him which really stands out to me. They told him, in essence, that's life. That's what life is. That's how it goes. We all did it, and now it's your turn. Even in my blue pill haze, I remember overhearing this advice and being irritated by it. My immediate snap thought was, just because civilization has made a kennel doesn't mean we must live in it. To quote a song, marrying a biatch, having 7 kids, giving up and growing old and hoping there's a god. I don't want to date this video, but there's a corollary example happening in the manosphere right now. One of the authors had a falling out with a woman he was seeing, and she's having a very public drama with him. I bring this up because there's an element which popped out at me. That element being the annoyance women feel when men are accepted by their male peers despite her disapproval. There tends to be a hive mind belief system. That is, they believe their disapproval should translate directly to everyone else's disapproval. The reason this is a strong corollary point to this video is because it exposes something. I would make the conjecture that this behavior isn't accidental. It's either a learned behavior or an evolutionary one. The stab I would like to make here is as follows. Failure to maintain the MGTOW or red pill flags will make it difficult for other men to find or uncover these basic truths. Further, a failure such as this will leave men to bowling league level advice and a societal expectation that they should conform to the disapproval of women. I can give this prediction above average probability because it's where we came from. Put succinctly, the crucial element which MGTOW provides is men speaking to one another truthfully. And by truthfully, I mean in line with the actual truth. Following that logic through, and by extension it means preserving the existing bodies of work so that we can measure where the truth is. Anyway, that's what I wanted to add to the conversation. I'm in the latter camp where I don't believe simply having the information for myself is enough. That's all for this video, gentlemen. I will see you all in the next one.